now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA. They're taking us along for each and every day with affiliates all around the country. Guess what? They get to hear their names mentioned every now and then. Mostly then, not so much now, because of the fact that it's all about radio on the go. No matter where you're trying to pick up the Spano and Black Attack or the rest of the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, well, it's all about the devices. It's all about the platforms. It's all about the various different ways that you can find this network and specifically this show. You can go to Stitcher. Terrific website, easy to navigate. Download it onto your mobile device or whatever you are doing, whether it's your computer, your laptop, whatever the circumstances are, and we're right there. Same with iHeartRadio. Same thing, the pioneer of radio on the go, and you can click on a list of live, take that on our live feed, and in case you happen to have missed something and you're looking for a particular interview or a particular broadcast of a particular show, yeah, you can find that too. Same goes for TuneIn Radio. Absolutely the same thing. It's all about the live feed. It's all about being able to archive. And, of course, you can go to our award-winning website, the Sports Byline Broadcast website. And guess what? All the interviews, everything we've ever done there, the Hefe, Tittle, us, Joe by himself, me by myself, all the circumstances, all the interviews. And, of course, there's a listen live button there, too. So you can grab the show and whether you're sitting at your desk or you're heading to the beach, heading to the park, whatever the circumstances are, boom, there we are. Most important to us, the American Forces Radio Network. Why? Because our servicemen and servicewomen who are overseas protecting this great country deserve a little bit of a taste of home. And if we happen to be bringing them a little bit of that taste, guess what? We're very proud and happy to be a part of it. We'll set the table for this edition of the Spano and Black Stack right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Jump in and cool off this summer on a whitewater rafting adventure with All Outdoors Whitewater Rafting. Despite the California drought, we have plenty of water for great rafting trips in 2014. Four rivers are running right now. The South Fork and Middle Fork of the American, the Tuolumne, and Cherry Creek, all within easy driving distance of the Bay Area and Sacramento. All Outdoors Rafting offers trips that range from beginner trips to the ultimate challenge of Class 5 whitewater and are great for families, groups, and singles. Trips last from 1 to 3 days. All Outdoors have been family-owned and operated since 1962, and their guides love what they do. Come see why rafting is the best way to experience the great outdoors this summer. Learn more and book your summer rafting trips at aorafting.com or call 800-24-RAFTS.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Here's looking at you, kid.
This is Jack Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, trying to get things fixed up here. We're having a little technical difficulty, but we will get it repaired, I promise you. Thought it was 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So for your telephone number of the attack at Sports Byline USA, at BobBlack71. And if you want to do Twitter, and that is more of your thing, we certainly do appreciate that, and we understand why you would want to do it, because you have a busy life, too, you know. Sometimes it's just in character. You have time for a whole conversation. We've got a big show up here. The Friday edition of the show up on everything that's going on in the world of sports, whether it's over the Atlantic Ocean in Scotland, where they're playing some golf, and Troon, a lefty out of nowhere, has a 63, and we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got a couple of guests in hour two, Matt Triplett, professional bull rider at 40 after the hour, and Rick Haro, who works for the network, but he's in Troon, and he'll be speaking to us about the British Open, and we'll have a little fun with him as well at 10 after hour number two. But let's get it all set up for you. There's a lot going on in the world of sports. Again, Lefty shoots a 63 yesterday, and, you know, it all balances out over the course of the 4 days, but he was up by five strokes at one stretch, but Henrik Stenson in the clubhouse right now, two back of Phil, as the weather has started to come into play over there. The Broncos making a little bit of news as well, as Von Miller goes from $39.8 million in guarantees up to $70 million in guarantees, and I believe something will get done by today's deadline. Drew Pomeranz goes from the Padres to the Red Sox, and we'll be talking about that a little bit. And anything else that pops up in the world of sports as far as surprises or headlines and anything along those lines. And it, not that we talk about it much, but the Tour de France is going on right now. And after the attacks in Nice yesterday, the terrorist, cowardly terrorist attacks, yet again, they have decided to continue the race, which I'm a little surprised about, and maybe if we have time, we will get into that down the line. But obviously the story right now is in Troon, and Phil Mickelson managing to hang in there. And, look, he's 10 under, and he just finished. Henrik Stenson, two back at 8 under. Zach Johnson at 7. Keegan Bradley at 5, Patrick Reed at 5. And, it's always interesting in the British Open. Weather comes into play. The course ends up playing a little bit longer. There's been some rain, some mist, a little bit of fun in not so sun. And, but Phil, with yesterday's 63, backs it up with a 69. And his ability at this age to play this well in the majors is just amazing to me. I mean, he, again, one of the terrific golfers ever, and unfortunately for him, his era overshadowed by Tiger. And, look, Phil is, I don't want to say he's a polarizing figure because the fans love him, but he's had some things happen recently that you would question whether or not that loyalty by the fans would continue to remain. And amazingly enough, it has. How do I put this delicately? Did something that got Martha Stewart thrown in jail. And you know, it's with insider trading and the fact that he had somebody who was pretty much giving him all the information that he needed to have, he was in a scenario where he could have gone to jail. And look, it's he loves to gamble. That's pretty much common knowledge now. He is cutthroat at it. And, you know, he now is in a scenario where the good guy luster is a little bit off. You know, all the stuff with Amy and everything, which was a wonderful thing, and he stood by her and all this kind of stuff, and it was all well and good. But, you know, the rumor and speculation of how he likes to take the young guys out on the golf course and take their money. You know, he's his estimated worth is $51 million. But, you know, you wonder about that number with the amount of gambling that goes on with him. Major companies have stood by him, so I guess the money is still rolling in. But, you know, in 2016, back in May, he was named as a relief defendant in an SEC complaint and it involved tradings in Dean Food back in 2012 with Billy Walters, who is a professional sports bettor. And the SEC didn't allege that Walters told Nicholson of anything, but the SEC took $931,000 of the profit that he made. And he had to prepay another judgment interest of $105,000. So it cost $1 million out of his pocket to stay out of jail. Amazingly enough, nothing and none of this has derailed his golf game. And at 46 years of age, he shoots 2 under today, 63 yesterday. It was damn near 62. And he continues to sit atop of the leaderboard. Now, you know, look, Trude is playing relatively easy. Greens are going to be soft, at least today. Some of the leaders are going out late. Patrick Reed's going to be in a position to strike. He's going out literally as we speak. Steve Stricker's going out at 9:15. He's 4 under. Billy Horschel, 4 under, is going out at 10:10. So I have to see whether or not over the course of the day the conditions change. Some of the other notables, Vijay Singh, who whacked somebody in the head, whacked a caddy in the head with his errant tee shot, is sitting at 2 under. So he's still in contention. Is Kevin going to win? Nah, but he's there at 3 under. And a couple of the bigger names, Jordan's even. Right? Even? Yeah, he is. Shot a 71 yesterday. He goes off at 9:04 a.m. Dustin Johnson, 1 under, and he's 1 under for his round. He's on 16, so he doesn't look like he's going to make any particular movement today. And, I mean, the projected cut's at +1, so as it stands right now, there's a bunch of guys who are going out who can make some hay. Jason Day, Brent Snedeker, both at 2 over. And, yeah. You know, looking at the board, you know, there's a couple names. Lee Westwood, 2 over. So we'll have to see how it plays out. Trude is playing pretty easy thus far. But as you know, in the British Open, that can change in a moment's notice. You know, the interesting thing, it's the British Open, because of the fact there's been multiple winners of the majors this year, doesn't seem to be getting the hype that it usually gets. I, part of it, too, they always seem to pay more attention to it when it goes to St. Andrews, but the fact that it's at Troon, and the fact that it's up in Scotland, it's a little more isolated. You know, all the things that go along with it, time change and the whole nine yards. It just seems as if there's not as much juice for the British Open this year, and I find that a little bit surprising because, to me, no matter where it's being held, it's always one of the great tournaments in the world of golf. There's just always, no matter the course, so much history, so much tradition. And just the fact that these guys, they're forced out of their comfort zone. You know, they're not used to playing on these kind of courses. And with that being said, you know, we're going to step aside, pick it up right there on the other side, and move on to bigger and better things in the world of sports. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Ribeiro, Joe's off this week. He'll be back on Monday, and we're going to have a little bit of fun going forward today as we get into the Friday edition of the Attack. Everything from baseball to golf to bull riding to, you know, we'll leave that one alone. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Yep, if you're enjoying golf, and well, you should, and before we went to the break, I was talking about it. It seems to be a little luster off the British Open this year just because of the fact that nobody won the first two. And, you know, look, it is what it is. You have to deal with this, and they still market it. The young guns have
have been inconsistent this year. And, you know, we talk about this. You talk about getting spoiled by the era of Tiger Woods. And, look, it doesn't look like Tiger's going to play this year, and he probably will never be the same player again. I mean, I'm not going out on the old Mighty Oak limb there, but his back looks like it probably has done his career in. But he very intelligently is not forcing it, and then that must be torture for a guy of his level and his competitive nature to get back out there on the golf course and hit golf balls. And, you know, he won't be any a part of any of the postseason stuff. And maybe it will it's gotten into his mind to just let it go this year. And if he's going to attempt a comeback, get into it next spring, you know, play a tournament or two before the Masters and try to make a big splash at the Masters. And if he's ever going to regenerate his career, I would imagine that's how it's going to be done. I would find it hard to think that he would make an attempt this year, because it surgery on the back, and, you know, there's ask Freddie Couples. There's never anything worse than surgery on the back and derailing a career for a professional golfer. And unfortunately for him, it looks like it might have happened. That being said, the young guns have picked up the mantle, and CBS and the powers that be and all the various different golf channels and all that kind of good stuff, and the sponsors have very wisely, finally, tried to move on from Tiger Woods. And they're banking on Rory McIlroy, and they're banking on Jordan Spieth, and they're putting their faith in the young guns. And Jason Day, of course, I don't mean to leave him out. And they're putting the faith in the young guns who are there on a week-in, week-out basis and playing absolutely amazing golf. And unfortunately for them, the one problem is that nobody thus far has been dominant. Rory had his moment, and he's fallen back a little bit. Jordan Spieth certainly last year was incredible. It hasn't spilled over into this year yet. He's been good, but he hasn't been great. Day, of course, winning one and world's number one right now, but the number two in the world right now is Dustin Johnson. And so that trading of places is making golf a little bit back burner in the world of sports. Now, it will change. You know, certainly, if Phil Mickelson is in contention on Sunday and is in the on the leaderboard in the number one hole, they're going to draw big ratings. Phil draws big ratings. There's no question about it. But as far as the bigger picture with golf, you know, a personality like Bubba Watson has to be there, somebody of that ilk to really get people to make it appointment viewing on a Sunday. And so from that aspect of it, it's a little bit difficult. Now, as it stands right now, and I'm looking for his score, I'm not even seeing Rory. And boom, 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 boom. Yeah, he's in. Yeah, he'll make the cut, I believe, as of right now. But like I said, Spieth's sitting at even. Yeah, Rory's at 2, I believe. So, you know, again, they need these guys in there on a consistent basis. Yeah, he's at 2 under. He goes off at 9:37. So if he plays up the board, but again, Mickelson's sitting at 10 under. So he can't have an round. He's got to go 2 or 3 under and get himself in contention. Same with Spieth. Spieth needs a 4 under. So that when they go into the third round, they'll be in position to make some kind of move on the leaderboard. And then on Sunday, you can be talking Rory, and you can be talking Dustin, and you can be talking Jordan and these guys, and hopefully have some kind of name cachet going into that last round other than Phil Mickelson. Because, I mean, you know, no respect towards – disrespect towards Hendrik Stenson. But, you know, if it's Phil and Hendrik Stenson, we know why people are tuning in. And it ain't Hendrik. And, by the way, he's moved to 9 under. So he's a stroke back right now through 16. So he has an opportunity to catch and pass Phil before he gets into the clubhouse. And he's shooting a terrific round today. 6 under for the day. Trude's playing pretty easy today. So there's an opportunity for some of these guys to move up. And, you know, again, I love the game. It's very rarely appointment viewing for me unless it's a major. And it's just how it is. But this is shaping up to get better as it goes. You know, like I said, Dustin Johnson's around. Zach Johnson's around. Hey, we'll see how it plays out. Ricky Fowler's 2 under. He goes off at 9:26. He can make a move as well. So, you know, we'll see. They need to get some of these bigger names involved in this right now. And I'll keep updating you on the board as we go because Stenson, like I said, could pass. Could pass, Phil. And Zach's sitting there at 6 under. And I look, don't forget, he's the defending champion. So, I mean, I'm sure he'd love to have a repeat in the British Open and solidify his place as one of the great golfers in the game. It took him a long time to get over the hump. But once he did, a lot more consistency out of him. And he's one of the big hitters on the tour. He just never found that groove where he was comfortable with it on a consistent basis. Yeah, we'll see. And we'll be talking to somebody in hour two about it, which is always nice in itself. But other things in the world of sports, and Von Miller is going to be a very well-paid man. yeah. I mean, look, they're going to get this done. And Von Miller talked about the fact that he did not want to play under the franchise tag. Understandable. I mean, I you know, look, you're not holding a charity auction for these guys when they get into this, but he decided that he didn't want to play under the franchise tag and said he was not going to, that he was going to sit out 2016. Well, you know, when you're sitting down in that kind of poker game and you're coming off your Super Bowl victory and Peyton going out the door and you were the impact player, among others, but the impact player on a defense that kind of led that team going forward to give Peyton that second ring as he was stepping into retirement. There's a lot of leverage there. And he was sitting down across the table from a very experienced poker player in John Elway, who has been there many times before. And coming off the Super Bowl, John had him a rough offseason. He had Von Miller staring him in the face saying, I'm not going to play. Peyton walks out the door. The heir apparent goes, me too. I got a better offer. And he goes out the door as well. And so they're up there in Bronco land deciding who's going to be their quarterback. The options are not great. So Von Miller's sitting opposite the table of John Elway going, okay, so if Mark Sanchez is your quarterback, the options are, one, ain't going to be much offense. Two, he's going to turn the ball over a lot. And three, you're going to have to lean on your defense again to get anything done and get us back to the promised land. So with that in mind, what do you say we sit down and talk about it a little bit? And the initial response out of the Bronco organization was a good response. $39.8 million. But not the kind of money, 39.8 in guaranteed, excuse me. Let me be precise there. But not the kind of guaranteed money that Von Miller was looking for. And he was adamant about sitting out. He was going to sit out. And with the deadline today, they have to get it done. Now, look, not all the I's are dotted, not all the T's are crossed. But they will get it done in this particular game of poker. Von Miller was holding all the cards. And John Elway had a Doyle Brunson. He had a 210. It wasn't going to play out for the Broncos particularly well in this situation. They have to have him in camp. It's going to be defense, defense, defense. I don't even know if your team's going to make the playoffs. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. More NFL, more Von Miller right after this short timeout.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%.
Mm.
They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter's more your thing, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. In hour two, don't forget we're going to have Rick Haro, who was really one of the pioneers of talking about the business of sports on television and radio, and Matt Triplett, professional rodeo guy, and all-around tough dude, because guess what? You don't ride horses and bulls in rodeos, and in his case, bulls, and you are a softie. Doesn't work that way. But we're talking about other guys who aren't softies as well. And Von Miller looks like it's going to get, because this was an amazing offer. But the initial contract offer to Von Miller. Not that he was getting a smack in the face, but it guaranteed him a shade under $40 million. And again, I'll always reference Fletcher Cox in this with the Eagles, because the Eagles guaranteed Fletcher Cox $63.299 million back in June. And once that was established, the bar became different for everybody else. And look, Fletcher Cox is a nice football player, but he ain't Von Miller. So the Broncos have upped it to $70 million in guaranteed money. And the offer is 6 years, $114.5 million. He'll never have to work again, unless he really screws up. You know, they've got until 4 p.m. today. You know, don't forget, this is the same team that lost Elvis Dumervil after they screwed up their fax machine waiting until the last minute in 2013. So you might want to pay attention to that. Franchise was 1 year, $14.26 million. It wasn't going to happen. He has too much other value out there. Now, I don't buy the garbage coming out of the Miller camp. His quote, "I never really played for money. It's bigger than that for me." Yeah, okay. He says, "It's a league-wide problem, and I feel like I'm in a situation to help out with." Well, you're helping yourself to $70 million. So, I mean, look. He's entitled to whatever he can work. Do it. You know, it's going to get passed on to the ticket holders. Game tickets, beer, food, jerseys, any type of paraphernalia involving Denver, it's going up. Up, 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 up. They got to pay this guy. Plus, you're coming off a championship season, so fans are going to be all eager and happy to go back out to Mile High and enjoy it. You know. I mean, it's look, they football players of all the major sports have, number one, the shortest shelf life. Number two, very little of their money is guaranteed. And, you know, the cap hit, it'll be less than the Ndamukong Suh's, but it'll still be a hit. Teams are making massive amount of monies. But the careers end fast. I mean, all the teams in the NFL, with the exception of maybe one or two, are worth over $1 billion or close to it. Cowboys check in at $4 billion. So, you know, the cap figure, the way it breaks down, it's NFL revenue combined. Players receive no less than 47% and no more than 48.5% of the revenue. So how the owners go about taking their share of the money and doing what they're doing, well, that's up to them. But they have no tiered system. You can't place value on a particular position player by the position that he plays. You know, that's always the tough juggling act in the NFL. Because whoever's worth the money today might not be worth that money tomorrow. There's only two positions in the National Football League that perpetually guarantee that said players are going to get paid. Quarterbacks, obviously, and blindside tackles. Everybody else on the field is trying to catch up. Pass rushers fall into the three hole. Barely. But that's the structure of the National Football League. And if you're Von Miller and you have the level of excellence that he's had for the last few years, and you're coming off a Super Bowl ring, and you realize that your particular team is going to lean on you big time going forward. Well, you know, guess what? Play the hand. Play the cards. I get it. Absolutely no reason not to. And when you look at that team, Mark Sanchez, Paxton Lynch, and Trevor Siemian, it's not exactly scaring the hell out of you offensively. They've got a good line. You know, but even their running backs, it's running back by committee. So there's going to be room there. And this is a player that had, you know, when you look at it, in 16 games, he only had 35 tackles. But understand something. Most of the offenses in the National Football League would run away from Von Miller, and rightfully so. He had 11 sacks. That makes him a big-time player. You know, Derek Wolfe played solidly for them with 5.5 sacks. But their pressure comes from their linebackers, and specifically Von Miller. You know, DeMarcus Ware had 7.5 sacks and 25 tackles. So the guys on the inside are clogging it up. Brandon Marshall, no, not the receiver, the linebacker, led them with 102 tackles. So it's telling you right there. You got certain guys in a certain skill set, and they're told to do certain things. This defense was under Wade Phillips was just fantastic last year. But you look at this team. First overall in defense in the National Football League, their offense was 16th. And that was Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler at the helm. Mark Sanchez and Paxton Lynch. They got a Kansas City Chief team that's there each and every year. They got an Oakland Raider team that's on the come. And fortunately for them right now, a San Diego Charger team that is, you know, maybe not so much on the come. So they got a lot of heavy lifting to do. And, you know, when you look at that Raider team, and this is something we'll get into more and more down the line as we approach camp. But, you know, they found a star running back in Latavius Murray. They don't have a lot of depth there. Something they're going to have to deal with. But Derek Carr broke out last year. Shade under 4,000 yards. You'd like to see a little more. A little more stretching of the field. But 32 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. And he's got Amari bleeping Cooper. You know. They're going to be better. A lot better. And they're in a certain way, Oakland's going to town on what Denver did. Now, Derek Carr at this point in his career, at least physically, is a better quarterback than Peyton Manning was last year. But the offensive line's been playing together for a while now. And they'll be better. They got a decent amount of games out of pretty much everybody. They were relatively healthy. Cooper, if anything, is going to improve. And he played all 16 games last year. But you turn it over to the defensive side of the ball with this football team. Let me tell you something. Khalil Mack is a freaking superstar who's only going to get better. It might not happen statistically because of the fact that all the focus is going to be on him. That's going to be the don't let him beat us player. 15 sacks. 15 sacks last year. And Bruce Irvin lining up on the same side. They've improved their defensive backfield. You know, they're young. They're learning how to do it. Malcolm Smith contributed. Ben Heaney's pretty solid. They're deep. They're well coached. Going to be some issues with Denver this year, trying to repeat. And the same thing with Kansas City. I mean, you know, this is a team, again, the Chiefs. Yeah. You know how I feel about Andy Reid. You know, and they have a deadline of their own to meet. And Eric Berry said he will play under his franchise tag. But if he plays it, then he can hit free agency after the season's over. And he's going to be playing at $10.8 million. So again, no pity party. But in the case of Eric Berry, here's a player that has in many ways become the face of your franchise. I mean, the extraordinary recovery from cancer. And then as he hit the field last year, started off a little bit slow, but was playing elite football by the time they got to the end of the year. And, you know, with a hopefully healthy Jamaal Charles, who only played 5 games last year, you know, they found a little bit of depth behind him. But they really do need to have him. And the same thing with Justin Houston. They got to get him back. But Kansas City, you know, the face of that franchise in a certain way is Eric Berry. He had 61 tackles last year and a couple of interceptions. They were thrown away from him. They were thrown at him to start the season and thrown away from him to finish the season. And that's really all you need to know about that, because of the fact when you're that good of a player and they're gearing away from you at crunch time, it's telling you how good this kid is. And he's good. So, you know, Denver's in for some interesting ride this upcoming season. It's going to be one of the intriguing stories. When you're following the National Football League, look, they specialize in mediocrity in the National Football League. But when you have a defending Super Bowl champion who had so many players that were key walk off the stage, that's going to be an intriguing storyline over the course of the regular season. Maybe into the playoffs, maybe not. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
From one white boy to all nationalities, we got to stand together, people.
Well, there we do. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Sports Byline USA at Bob Black 71. And if you want to annoy Joe at the beach, at Joe Spano 56, if Twitter is more your thing. And, I gave a little love to all three of the teams out west. But, you know, looking at San Diego and 4-12 overall last year. Mike McCoy definitely on the hot seat, 0-6 in the West. If you can't beat anybody in your division, you're going to be a bad football team. Well, they still have Philip Rivers. 29 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Travis Benjamin's already hurt. He needs to step it up because he's going to be their number two receiver. I mean, their core is still good. Antonio Gates is old, and he's starting to show it. Their questions are on defense. They need to just stay consistent. You know something, Manti Te'o has turned into a damn good linebacker. 83 tackles. He doesn't get up after the quarterback, but he's playing inside, so it's completely understandable. And that's where they're lacking. They don't have a ton of pass rush. They've got to get better at it. Melvin Ingram's their guy, but, you know, needs to happen a little more than that. They'll improve this year. They'll improve. Will it be enough to contend? No, it won't. But with that being said, there'll be some opportunity there for them. They'll sneak up on a couple of teams. Well, we're going to sneak up on you with hour two of the Attack right after this short timeout. A couple of guests. We'll continue along in the world of sports, get you updated on the leaderboard, and talk to somebody who's actually at Troon. So we'll have a little fun with Rick Haro on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The actual technical term is suicide vehicle as weapons attack. It's a terrorist attack where a car or a truck is used in a suicide attack and runs into an individual or a crowd, and they expect to die at the end of that.
Terrorism expert Malcolm Nance says people had gathered to celebrate Bastille Day by watching fireworks. There's no claim of credit from a terrorist group.
This appears to have been a large-scale planned attack using the mass of that large truck.
Sky News is now reporting 84 dead and 18 in critical condition. Donald Trump said he's postponing his scheduled announcement of his vice presidential pick. Trump had earlier said the attack in Paris was horrific and when asked was quoted as saying, "When will we learn?" This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I know the news on a day like today can sound repetitive, but the sadness grows with the arbitrary nature of the deaths in France. Two U.S. citizens, just on a holiday, are gone. Our Chris Barnes reports.
51-year-old Sean Copeland and his 11-year-old son Brody from the Austin, Texas area were on vacation in the French Riviera when the attack occurred. The Copelands killed among the crowd of people who were watching fireworks when the man plowed the truck into that crowd. Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. Embassy in Paris is making every effort to account for the welfare of all U.S. citizens in Nice. Word is a group from Virginia, a school group that was visiting that area, well, they've been accounted for and they're okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The weekly report on first-time filing for unemployment is unchanged. It's kind of a surprise. They were supposed to go up about 27,000. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
California is getting swept up in Pokemon Go craze, but officials are advising people to be careful when playing. Several incidents around California have put people in danger while engaging in gameplay.
We did locate a victim who was suffering from, at minimum, it was 5 stab wounds. What we found was the victim was playing Pokemon Go and was walking out at night and ended up at Schweitzer Park.
A congressman is talking about House Republicans' new plan, A Better Way. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Republicans in the House of Representatives have introduced their plans to move America forward called A Better Way. Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly spoke with USA Radio News to share a major benefit of a Republican overhaul of the tax code.
We're talking about being able to do your tax return on a postcard, We're not talking about a 78,000-page tax code that leaves everybody rubbing their eyes and their head.
Kelly said Republicans will undo the damage done by Obamacare and show Americans there's a better way to take care of health care needs. I'm Jason Wirt.
A former winner of the Fox reality show So You Think You Can Dance is facing up to 10 years behind bars for attacking his girlfriend. Joshua Allen was charged with felony assault and 3 other counts. Prosecutors say the North Hollywood resident was convicted of injuring his girlfriend and had a restraining order against him. He won the 4th season of So You Think You Can Dance and has since appeared in 2 movies. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at but 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
And there you go. Well said, Robert. That's a pretty good one. 1-800-878-PLAY, the phone number. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. We got a big hour two in front of us here. We'll be joined by Rick Haro on the other side from Troon, and we'll be talking about British Open, the leaderboard, who's up, who's down, weather conditions, and all that kind of good stuff, and also about Rick's business ventures and various different things that he's involved in. And at 40 after the hour, Matt Triplett, professional bull rider from the PBR. And if you don't think those guys are tough, well, go introduce yourself to one, see what happens. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, look, it's golf is always fun. Some of us are better at it than others. I certainly don't fall into that category. But when it comes to the majors, we have a good time, not only watching it, but talking about it as well. And the way you can listen to it, of course, is on the various different devices. It's radio on the go in today's day and age. And you're probably on your way to work or at work here if you're on the East Coast. Robert's been there since like 2 o'clock in the morning, so we give him a little slack. But if you're sitting at your desk and you're getting caught up in your emails and all the things that you're laying out for the course of the day, and you're listening to a little Spano and Black, you're probably doing it on one of your devices, either your laptop, your PC, your watch, your phone, whatever the circumstances are. And you're getting it from TuneIn, iHeart, or Stitcher. Or you've gone to our award-winning website, clicked on the Listen Live button, and you're just listening through your speakers at your desk, which is a beautiful thing as well. For us, what's most important, American Forces Radio Network, because no matter where you are in the world, we're about to head over the Atlantic on the other side. Guess what? If we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home and you're hearing it on AFR, we're very happy and proud to be a part of it. Rick Haro on the other side. We'll be right back.
Jump in and cool off this summer on a whitewater rafting adventure with All Outdoors Whitewater Rafting. Despite the California drought, we have plenty of water for great rafting trips in 2014. Four rivers are running right now: the South Fork and Middle Fork of the American, the Tuolumne, and Cherry Creek, all within easy driving distance of the Bay Area and Sacramento. All Outdoors Rafting offers trips that range from beginner trips to the ultimate challenge of Class 5 whitewater and are great for families, groups, and singles. Trips last from 1 to 3 days. All Outdoors have been family-owned and operated since 1962, and their guides love what they do. Come see why rafting is the best way to experience the great outdoors this summer. Learn more and book your summer rafting trips at aorafting.com or call 800-24-RAFTS.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. We're going to be joined by Rick Haro here in just a couple minutes. And he's over there. We're over here. And Robert's on the West Coast. So we're trying to triangulate everything and get it all working, which we will. But, man, I'm looking at our website. Man, that's an old picture of me and Spano. Good Lord. I had a goatee. He had black hair. We need to update that, man. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. And we'll get you updated on the leaderboard here. It's still Phil. And still sitting on top by a stroke. Over Stenson, who's in the clubhouse after shooting a 65. Phil shot a 69 to put himself at 10-under, backing up his 63. What else we got here? Keegan Bradley just out at 7. No, I'm sorry. No, he's on 16. So 3-under for the day. So he's got an opportunity to close it out strong. Serge, 2-under today, 5-under for the tournament. He's on 16. He's putting himself within striking distance. That would be... You know, we always say this about him, but that would be a very good story. He's broken through a little bit. One of the world's better golfers, but not one of the world's great golfers. Has all the strokes, doesn't have the temperament. It's literally been everything that's held him back in his career. Make any shot. Long enough driver, good putter, good short game. Doesn't happen between the ears sometimes. Very difficult when you have that kind of skill set and you can't put it together mentally to make it work. Who else we got going out here? Martin Kamer's 2-over. That's a little bit surprising for the day. Shot a 73. Rory's going out. Yeah, just a little while. 937 with his 69. Jordan, are you out there yet? We'll find out in a second here. Yeah, Spieth, not quite. But he'll have the opportunity to make a move as well and project a cut again at 1-over. Jason Day sitting at 2-over, so you know we'll see. Actually, cut's moved. Cut is now 2-over. All right, so we'll see how that plays. But, yeah, Spieth is going out literally as we speak. He's probably teed off and is going in that direction. Even round yesterday at 71, needs to make a move today. He's got a 10-stroke deficit as of right now. But nobody's caught Phil as of yet. But there's guys out there on the course who could do it or at least get close to him. That 63 is quite a number to put up in the first round. It gives you a little bit of a cushion. Stenson, really nice. 68 and follows it with a 65. Not much better than that. Stenson's a damn good player. Very underrated. You don't hear a lot about him because he plays mostly on a European tour. But with that being said, he's right there in the mix as well. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. You know, back to the National Football League, while we wait on Rick, you know, look, there's a bunch of guys out there that, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick falls into that category. As I said, Eric Berry falls into that category. These are guys that if for whatever reason they end up playing for their franchise or hitting the free agent market, you know, some of these guys are going to get left out in the cold. I'll tell you, from a Jets perspective, I got to give it to Pete McCannon. He's not overpaying for a guy who may have been a one-year wonder. And look, it's you need a quarterback, you know, duh. But honestly, as great a season, and it was a terrific season, as Ryan Fitzpatrick had last year, how much are you going to pay this guy? You know, is he that significantly better than Geno Smith? Is he somebody that will take you to the promised land? I don't know. I don't know. But right now it's Geno Smith and Bryce Petty with some Christian Hackenberg mixed in. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, look, he had a terrific year last year. But a journeyman quarterback, a guy that has bounced around the league, had his best years in Buffalo under the current offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey. I get that. But he's 33 years old. Wants to get paid. 24 touchdowns and 3,400 yards last year. Turned the ball over in a key spot when they were going for the playoffs, which has been his. It has been his MO. And you know, again, he's a good player. He's not a great player. 31 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. I had the wrong stat lineup. He's smart. He's from Harvard. But, you know, again, in today's day and age, what are you worth? You know, what are you worth? That key turnover last year in the last game was all the difference for the Jets. And it was something that was not blown out of proportion that perhaps it should have been, just because of the fact that it cost him a playoff spot. Now, look, it wasn't the only reason, but it did cost them a playoff spot. And I think Pete McCagnan wisely, and Jet fans are not going to want to hear this, but wisely is playing showdown with this guy till the very last possible second. Now, will they get something done today? Maybe they will. I don't know. But if they lose Ryan Fitzpatrick, in the grand scheme of things, it ain't the end of the world. Geno Smith played in this league. He had a chance to sit and watch last year. They've got their heir apparent in Christian Hackenberg. They want this guy to play. And they're going to try not to throw him into the fire too quickly. And look, it's you know, for all you Bryce Petty people who are looking at Baylor and looking at the stats he put up there, he'll be lucky if he survives in a National Football League. He's not going to be a starter in a National Football League. I watch a lot of college football. The system produced the numbers, not the kid. He's okay. He'll bounce around the league as a backup, hopefully get his 5 years in and get a pension. That's literally what it's going to come down to. The question is whether or not the Jets are going to go to war with one of two quarterbacks, whether or not it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, whether or not it's Geno Smith. And don't forget, you got a full training camp in front of you. Not that they want to throw him into the fire, but they may decide that the rookie is the way to go. And it's an awkward dilemma for the Jets because they are a build now, ready to go now football team. You've got vulnerability at the top because Tom Brady's going to be out for 4 games. And you never know what the hell's going on in Buffalo. That's what we'll pick it up on the other side. More NFL talk, more Jets, more Buffalo, more New England Patriots right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black, waiting on Rick Harrell, hopefully right after the break.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack,
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Well, it is. Wake up to reality, baby. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And talking a little bit about the Jets and what direction they should go in. And we talked earlier about the fact that Von Miller played poker with John Elway, and John Elway had a hand that he couldn't win with. And Von Miller had a full house, and they're going to get that deal done. Ryan Fitzpatrick does not. He overestimated what his value was worth. The market changed with the drafting of quarterbacks at the top of the draft and the fact that there were teams that were willing to part with guys. And that a backup quarterback for 4 years who finally came of age in Denver with a Super Bowl ring, got blown away by an offer and moved on. And everything started shuffling from that point on. And again, if this comes down to 4 o'clock today and they're not able to get it done, you know, Fitzpatrick, I mean, he's not the franchise guy, but, you know, Fitzpatrick will move on. And the Jets will move on from him. And it's, we'll see how it plays out. Because Pete McCannon obviously feels that the Jets can still compete without Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm not so sure. But if there is anything left in the tank of Geno Smith where he's finally caught on a little bit, you know, maybe it does play out. Maybe it does play out. Now, they will have the luxury of the fact that their franchise tag is on Muhammad Wilkerson, so they can continue negotiations. But I have a feeling that if it comes down to the franchise tag deadline time today, they may just end up washing their hands altogether. And speaking of Muhammad Wilkerson, there's no indication that they're getting anything long-term done with him. So he's going to have a decision to make too. And that's whether or not Muhammad Wilkerson will play in 2016. Now, you know, again, these guys, they risk so much. He has no guarantee of reporting on time with training camp, him being Muhammad Wilkerson. But I have a feeling he would play. It's a lot of money to walk away from. But I also don't see a particular all of a sudden breakthrough in their negotiations. You know, it'd be somewhere around $16 million this year. And if they franchise him again next year, he goes up to $18.8 million. That's a lot of money. That's 34.5 for just two seasons. And I think the Jets in that particular instance are just buying time. You know, they've got to see how whether or not Sheldon Richardson can get it done. Leonard Williams played big time last year. And I think ultimately that's going to determine the direction of Muhammad Wilkerson. And they may just turn around and trade him. You know, it could come down to that. Because there are people that are always looking for pass rushers. But again, it kind of falls into that category of where do you spend your money? And, you know, you take it back with the Jets to Izdick. And for all the criticism of him, he actually got some pretty damn good players in here. He made a couple of bad moves, but he got some pretty good players. But he also gave them salary cap flexibility. And they're one of the few teams that can afford to keep their key players. And what's been determined here is that Ryan Fitzpatrick is not one of their key players, dollar and cents wise. He's a key guy on the field in the position that he plays. But they are trying to wring the least possible amount of money into his wallet and still keep him happy. So what happens if they don't sign him? Where does he go? Could go to Denver on a short term. I mean, they'd have to make the money work, but he could go there on a one-year show me. He'd get $7, $8 million. They'd find a way to make the money work. He could go up to Buffalo on a short term. I mean, excuse me, up to New England on a short term. And perhaps make Bill Belichick would love to do that while Brady's out because he's only got the Supreme Court left and they haven't even decided if they're going to hear the case. But he's going to miss four games. And would they sign him to back up Jimmy Garoppolo? Because he wouldn't start. Garoppolo would play. Unless he was just so miserable that he couldn't. And the Jets would be stuck with Geno Smith. Another landing spot for Fitzpatrick? Dallas. I mean, look, they love Dak Prescott down there. But he ain't ready. He ain't even close to ready. And if Tony Romo goes down again, which is entirely possible, they will have another lost season in Dallas. And how many of those can you have? And there's nobody out on the market that would be able to get it done for them that would save them from losing their entire season other than Ryan Fitzpatrick. But it would be a backup role yet again. Like I said, he overvalued his entire thing. Completely overvalued himself. And put himself into this position. Well, you know. Sometimes you overplay your hand. Sometimes you do. I found this interesting article with Kevin Seifert from NFL Nation. And just looking at it. On various different ways. And the NFL, you know, look, it's the sporting event. It's the sport. More revenue, better television ratings, and according to the polls, the most fans of any American sport. So he wrote an article which is interesting because the games do drag along a little bit. And he had some suggestions, which I thought a couple of them were pretty valid and interesting stuff. One of them, go to Europe. And look, you already have four games there per season. They've talked about building a new stadium. Twickenham. And it's being built. And the NFL is actually putting some money into it. And they'll have to come up with a rotation system where they're playing some games. But, you know, whether or not they could put a franchise in London is quite a ways off. He also talked about addressing the post-score commercial breaks. And they said he said that the television product dips too often in the 5 or so minutes of real time between a touchdown field goal and the start of the next possession. And in that 5 minutes, the viewer might see one play. And, you know, with the movement of kickoffs and everything else, the touchback now is 56% of all kickoffs. So you got a real gap in there that they should be dealing with. But again, I don't see the league doing that because of the fact that that's where they're making their money is on the commercial breaks. And unless they start to run trailers or partial screens, something along those lines, which in his article brings it to the kickoff itself. But considering that 56%, of the kickoffs are not returned, well, kind of takes the excitement out of it to a certain degree. Now, 2016 rule change is the touchback moves up to the 25-yard line. So they're going to try to continue to kick the ball out of the end zone, but to give them a little more offense by putting it on a 25 as opposed to the 20. But, you know, could they do themselves good by eliminating the kickoff altogether and just place the ball on the 20-yard line or 25 and jumpstart it from there? Interesting scenario. I don't think so. Because there's always going to be that occasional that pops through. Alcohol-free zones in the stadiums, yeah. Yeah. That, absolutely. And professional referees. You know, again, these guys, I'm sorry, you can't have a guy that's doing law in the middle of the week be your go-to referee on Sundays. I think it reeks of the wrong thing to do. And it sends the wrong message to the fans. We'll pick it up on the other side. Matt Triplett, right after this.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%.
Mm.
They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast, waiting on Matt Triplett, who should join us momentarily. And we'll have some fun with him as well. You know, we were talking some football here and some of these ideas. And not so bad, actually, a few of them. Pick it right up with the alcohol-free zone, which, you know, of course, it's one of those things that's been talked about for a long time. Look, booze is going to be sold. But I do think that teams need to be aware of the fact that families do go to football games. And you need to create an environment where there is a safe space. Boy, I hate using that phrase. It just reminds me of what's going on college campuses right now. But you got to be able to take grandpa, and you got to be able to take your daughter, and you have to be able to take your wife to games where they're not going to be harassed by people who have been drinking for hours in the parking lot and continue to do it in the stadium. And that's the reality, because it doesn't change. I mean, man, if they did a DUI test on everybody driving out of a football stadium, they'd balance the budget in the United States. You know, and look, there's fighting in the stands, there's craziness in the stands, it's a violent product. It sparks emotion, certainly. But it's, you know, they're not going to change it. I mean, you look at the sponsors in the National Football League, there's beer all over the place. And, you know, anybody who's ever been to a game, I haven't done it when I'm working, obviously, but going to a game as a fan, I mean, yeah, I have my fun and probably a little too much sometimes. So an alcohol-free zone is not the worst idea. Whether or not they would be willing to devote an entire section to it remains to be seen. I'm not so sure about that, because that would involve committing money and providing security and all of these kind of things. And the other thing, before we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that I've been on this bandwagon forever. You've got to have full-time officials. So, you know, you can't, I believe anyway, their integrity can come into play, although most of them have very good jobs where they do make a decent amount of money, but anybody can be had for the right price. And I also think the speed of the game has gotten to the point where there needs to be full-time refs all the time. I don't think necessarily the linesman and everything else, but the referee, the guy who controls the game, put him on full time. The other guys, you want to keep him on a per diem? Okay. I get that. I think there could be that happy middle ground. And then again, make the technology work. We do the replay, trotting under the, enough with the what play can be reviewed and what play can't be reviewed. If there's a question, review it. Simple as that. You'll get the call right 99.9% of the time. And that's what the fans watch. And to me, that's also where integrity comes in. You know, you try to get the integrity of the game and just make sure that it's beyond reproach. Because a referee can throw a flag on any play. There's always something illegal going on. Usually holding. But there's always something illegal going on. You know? So it's something they could and should deal with, and it's a pretty easy fix. Now, one of the other things he threw out there was pass interference, which is interesting because he determined it as the most impactful play in professional football. That's interesting. And I guess it is. And this is Kevin Seifert's article from NFL Nation. I'll give him a lot of credit here because I found it intriguing. The defensive pass interference play in 2015 averaged 17.8 yards mark off per call. And that's, you know, you're talking about putting hands in a bad spot, a bad leap, timing, all that kind of good stuff. Could lead to a 40-yard change of field. And the rules are already so tilted towards the offense and so friendly for the offense that, you know, it's not a bad suggestion. Now, is it one that they would do? I'm not so sure, because his suggestion is limit the mark off to 15 yards. And the other is make it reviewable. Another Canadian Football League innovation. See, it's funny that he brought this up in the article, which is why I caught that and I found it intriguing. I'm a true believer that the NFL should adapt some of the CFL rules, number one, but also look into the size of the CFL field on width more than anything. And maybe the size of the end zone, because the end zone is bigger as well, but more width of everything. If they're truly concerned about concussions, they should widen the length of the National Football League field. And I've talked about this before. You know, Joe and I have actually agreed on it to a certain point. Yeah, it would change all the stats. It would change all the records. I mean, I get all that. But the point of impact, if you run the ball wide, or the point of impact, if the receiver is able to create some separation and get to the sidelines, and you're still calling sideline plays where after the whistle contact, things along those lines, it would diminish the impact on miles per hour and how many people can get there. You know, big fat guys can only run so far so fast before they can't go any further. How many times do you see plays down the field where a defensive lineman catches up to the play? You tack that extra 10 yards onto the sideline, he might not catch up. And it's the difference between being hit from a guy at 195 pounds or 200 pounds as opposed to a guy that's hitting you at 275 to 300. It would make a difference. It's not a bad idea. But in this particular instance where he's talking about defensive pass interference, limit the mark off to 15 yards. Again, I don't think the league would be open for it because the league wants offense. And they like those 40-yard swings. I mean, it completely disrupts games. I mean, it just does. And it's not a bad idea. That's the college rule. But it's not a bad idea. You know, I'll tell you, this idea, which is kind of interesting, the minor leagues. And boy, do I think this is relevant. There needs to be a minor league of professional football. And I'm not so sure that it could be something where every single team has a minor league. I think perhaps with the cost involved and the fact that you know, people will continue to get hurt in the minor leagues because it's such a physical game. It would probably behoove the teams to work in cooperation with each other where you retain the rights to your particular player and say three or four teams put together their minor league franchise together. The guys still belong to you, but it would bring the cost down. You wouldn't have to pay as many coaches out of your pocket. All the things that are involved on why it hasn't happened yet, the way it does in Major League Baseball. Rosters are half the size. learning how to hit a baseball is significantly harder than anything else on the planet. You know, but at least there would be a minor league chain where guys would develop. I think ultimately that was the intent of NFL Europe. I mean, aside from exploring the market in Europe, I think that was the ultimate intent, was that they wanted to bring guys over from NFL Europe who had a chance to develop and perhaps evolve into star NFL players. And it worked with a couple of guys, Kurt Warner, Brad Johnson, Jake Delhomme, you know. But NFL Europe worked best with depth guys like Kitna and Kelly Holcomb and Doug Peterson and Sean Hill. You know, they didn't get stars, but they had guys who could actually play the quarterback position. Well, look at what the average team complains about. They don't have good quarterback playing. They can't protect them. Well, if you could get those guys on a minor league level and let them hone their skills with good coaching and not be under the pressure to produce as a starter in the National Football League, you might find some gems. But again, economically, and this is my take, not his, they would have to really work out the detail on how they would commit the money and how they would have these franchises do this without, and look, they're billion-dollar franchises, so they're not hurting, but it would be a pretty expensive outlay of money to get a minor league system started. The league would have to pitch in. They would also have to come to some level of agreement with the NFLPA on how they would be paid, how they would be insured, whether it would count for any level of time towards a pen, you know, all the things that would have to get worked out. And I would think that it would be something that could be doable. It ultimately, I think it'll happen down the line, because it's such an imprecise science in the National Football League. You get these guys that come in and they're so raw. But the guy, they can all run 4.4. If you're getting invited to camp, defensive back, wide receiver, you're running 4.4. 4.45, okay. But sometimes they have difficulty adjusting to the game. Sometimes they played in a system that wasn't NFL friendly. I was talking about Bryce Petty before. He falls into that category. Why not put him into a minor league where he's taking snaps every single day during the course of a season? Make it a 6-game season or an 8-game season so you don't have to kill yourself with expense. And let these guys get it in. Eliminate the practice squad. Call them up from the minor leagues if you get into that position. Make it an 8-game season. And on the back eight, then you put them on. You pick 3 or 4 guys off the minor league roster. You put them on the practice squad, and you pay them for the rest of the year. You get a lot better quality of football. I promise you that much. Well, we struck out guest wise today, amazingly enough, but we'll reschedule these guys down the line. Not Rick, because the British Open will be over, but Matt Triplett certainly. We'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Yeah, yeah. Blow it out your pie hole. Rick Harrow, well, you know, we tried. He's over in Scotland, maybe at a bad cell place or just couldn't talk because he was around the players. And Matt Triplett will reschedule somewhere down the line, no issue. Drew Pomerantz goes from San Diego to Boston. And interesting trade that's probably going to end up being a win-win for both teams. Pomerantz, 27 years old in his prime, looks like he's kind of figured it out. He was an all-star this year. Not a great record, but he's playing on a putrid baseball team. And they get Anderson Espinosa back, number 14 overall prospect from the Boston Red Sox. And I mean 14 in baseball, not the Red Sox 14th overall prospect. You know, it had to be done. Dave Dombrowski's going for it in Big Poppy's last year. As you saw last year when he was running the Tigers, he ain't afraid to pull the trigger. And he set the Tigers up for a long time by making the trades that he made last year. You know, whether or not this guy works out or not remains to be seen. He's been compared to a young Pedro Martinez who hasn't. But he's not going to make the big leagues until around 2019. So they're going to have to work it out. As Dombrowski said, he would rather have dealt three lesser guys, but San Diego wasn't taking it. There were going to be suitors for Pomerantz. So they made the decision to pull the trigger on this. And I get it. The only caveat that I'll say on this is that Pomerantz is at his innings limit right now, 102 innings. He's never gone any further than that. So I'll be curious to see how it plays out and whether or not his arm stands up to the home stretch of a pennant race. Well, that's it for the attack. Thanks to Roberto for making sure it stays on the air. Boy, it was not an easy task today. Like I said, sometimes the guests go, sometimes they don't. And we struck out today, but I promise you, there'll be more next week. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. And make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Have a great day, everybody.